from KQED.
From KQED Science, I'm Danielle Venton. Doctors tried everything to kill the cancer plaguing young Sean Bannigan. After years of chemotherapy and a failed bone marrow transplant, there was only one hope left, a clinical trial at UCSF. It was a cutting-edge therapy that can superboost the immune system. KQED Science reporter Leslie McClurg takes us inside a new frontier of cancer treatment.
Sean Bannigan is 13, but when he hops up on the exam table, his small frame barely crumples the wax paper.
Hi, Sean. How's it going?
I'm good.
Yeah.
He and his family drove from Sacramento early this morning. This trek to UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital is part of the routine.
It's good to see you again.
Dr. Jennifer Willard is one of Sean's oncologists. She flips through his charts.
His numbers today look really good. His sodium was better.
Sean pulls aside his surgical mask and smiles.
He's in full remission right now without any detectable disease, so he's as negative as you can possibly get.
Sean and his family didn't know if this day would ever come. 6 years ago, he was diagnosed with a form of leukemia. He started chemotherapy for the blood cancer a few weeks later. It was his 8th birthday.
It's been really hard going through all of this.
Sean spent day after day after day at the hospital.
Being away from my brother and sister.
His condition made him prone to bleeding. He stopped playing soccer and karate. His mom, Sheila Bannigan, started homeschooling him. That is, when he didn't have fever and nausea.
When you look at him, you can see a perfectly normal kid. But, you know, losing the hair is really the most devastating thing because, you know, it's cancer.
Then, after 3.5 grueling years, Sean's blood tests were normal. His nurses filled the clinic with banners and balloons. They were just about to cut the cake when a doctor interrupted the party. The cancer had returned.
You know, it just crushes your world, and even the littlest, tiniest of hope is like taken away from me.
How did that feel?
Really sad, because what I had to go through the first time was really hard, and then I had to do it over again.
A second round of chemotherapy, a bone marrow transplant, a glimmer of hope.
He relapsed about 6 months out from the transplant.
Dr. Willard knew there was only one option left. UCSF was just about to launch its first clinical trial using a breakthrough therapy called CAR-T.
If this had been a year or two ago, we wouldn't have had this treatment to offer him.
CAR-T is a last-ditch option intended to super boost the immune system. Sean's medical team shipped a sample of his blood to a lab. There, scientists genetically engineered his immune cells to detect his cancer cells and destroy them. The blood went back to San Francisco, and Sean had an infusion of his reprogrammed cells.
We're trying to sort of unleash the immune system.
Dr. Lenny Sender is an oncologist at Children's Hospital of Orange County. He says CAR-T addresses a key problem with cancer. For some reason, the body doesn't identify cancer cells as foreign.
And now some of the new things we do are going to create these real cool signals on the cell that says, oh, hang on, I'm bad, kill me.
He calls the new cells Frankenstein molecules.
And I say Frankenstein molecule because the first generation of them has side effects. And it may have long-term implications for patients.
The Frankenstein molecules don't just kill the cancer cells, they can kill good immune cells too, which could mean a monthly blood transfusion for life. But in dozens of clinical trials using CAR-T therapy, more than 80% of kids like Sean, went into remission. So last summer, the Food and Drug Administration approved the treatment for some children and young adults with leukemia.
It is being called a major breakthrough in the fight against cancer.
The FDA support makes CAR-T the first approved gene therapy in the United States.
The procedure runs about $500,000 per patient because each treatment has to be individually engineered. But scientists hope advancements can change that. A year after Sean's treatment, his mom, Sheila, is really grateful he's still in remission.
This is really the greatest gift our family has received. You know, it's a miracle.
Though Sean's life isn't quite back to normal yet, his immune system is still too fragile for him to play outside with his brother and sister.
I feel hopeful that I'll get through this and finally go back to school with my friends.
Scientists are very excited about future treatments like CAR-T. Some say this is a watershed moment for learning how to harness the immune system to fight cancer. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Kabsonell Foundation.